Hey guys, it's Allie. Welcome back to In for Life, the podcast. This is episode 365 called Lily Montasser. This episode is brought to you by Fertile. Fertile was created by Dr. Jen, a PhD biologist who lived infertility herself. After hitting roadblocks and being handed a loan application instead of answers, she built what she wished existed, the only sterile, FDA-cleared, at-home insemination kit. Fertile places sperm right at the cervical opening, 1 inch lower than an IUI, with no meds, no prescriptions, and no appointments. The kit includes 3 sterile attempts to time with your cycle. It's as easy to use as a tampon, US made, IVF grade, and HSA, FSA eligible, and it ships discreetly. If you're exhausted, budget stretched, or just want to try something that feels private and empowering, this could be your why not moment. For LGBTQIA+ families, solo parents by choice, or anybody navigating unexplained infertility. So here's what to do. Go to fertile.com today, that's P-H-E-R-D-A-L.com, and use code INFERTILEAF for $10 off. That's fertile, pronounced fertile, but spelled with a PhD out of spite. They told Dr. Jen she wouldn't be a mother, and she used her PhD to prove them wrong. Again, that's PHERDAL.com with code INFERTILEAF. Thanks, Fertile. Okay, friends, if you're looking for a gentle way to talk to kids about infertility or family building, I wrote a series of children's books that is exactly that. My work of art series, including Beautiful Bird, Work of Art, and You Are a Work of Art, helps families explain IVF, donor conception, embryo donation, surrogacy, IUI, and so much more, and all in a way that is appropriate and sweet. The books are being used by parents and fertility clinics all over the country, and they make the most meaningful gifts. You can find them at infertileafgroup.com. All right, guys. Today's guest is Lily Montasser, a New York-based fashion influencer, content creator, and creative voice known for her effortlessly cool style and deeply personal storytelling. But lately, she's been sharing something much more vulnerable, the decision to freeze her eggs. Lily brought her followers along for every step, the appointments, the emotions, the uncertainty, the empowerment, opening up an honest conversation about fertility, timing, and taking control of your future. So today, Lily is going to talk about the whole journey she went on and what it really looked like behind the scenes. Without further ado, this is Lily's fertility story. Hi, Lily. It's so good to see you again.
Hi.
I loved meeting you at the Extend event, and that was so fun to be back in Williamsburg, where I used to live. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you shared a bit of your egg freezing story, but we're going to dive into it a little bit deeper today. So let's start kind of back in the day, even before you got into this whole thing. What was your sex education like growing up? Like, what did you learn anything about fertility, infertility, any of that?
No. Just short answer is just no.
Yeah. And where did you grow up?
I grew up in California. Do you know where Carmel is?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was beautiful. But yeah, no, I vaguely remember some anatomical map that someone pointed to once, but that's it.
Okay. So when you were, you know, getting older, thinking about, you know, like the future, what your family might look like someday, did you have like an age in mind or any sort of like timeline?
No, I actually didn't, which is like kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to do egg freezing as I got toward that age, because it was never like, oh, by 30, I want to have a family. Cause like, I have no idea. My life has taken so many unexpected turns where I'm like, who knows anymore what's going on.
Tell me about some of the unexpected turns. What's happened to you in like the last handful of years that was totally wild?
I mean, I think more so it's like, as I'm getting older, I'm learning that I make decisions purely on intuition. And I never know which direct, like that intuition has been like, move across the country and then move back across the country. And then let's try that again and then run it back one more time. So in my like dating or family planning life, like I'm not structured in that way. And so even career stuff, I'll literally have an idea and then I'll just throw everything at it and then be like, okay, next. So that, yeah, not to like get ahead and jump into the fertility stuff, but
yeah. So how did you end up on the East Coast from California? Was that the thing, like moving across the country for work or?
That was for college. I went to Sarah Lawrence. Do you know it?
Yeah.
So I went there and then I was bi-coastal for a long time because I have a bit of a split personality between East and West Coast.
All right. So let's jump a little bit ahead. When did you start thinking about egg freezing and did you know anything about the process? Were your friends talking about it? Like, how did it even enter your brain and when?
My friends didn't have any experience with it. I even until right before I started, I didn't know anything about how it worked. Like, I didn't even understand the technicality of like when it's frozen, then what do you do with it? How long are they good? And so as I was approaching my 30th birthday, it was always like, oh, that would be a cute birthday gift to myself. And I only knew it like kind of mythically as this thing that single women do when they approach their 30s. That was like the extent of my knowledge about egg freezing.
Okay. So how did you dive into it? Did you start to do research or like ask around or what happened?
Yeah, I asked around for clinics first. And then I went to the clinic and I was like, hey, I actually don't know anything. Can you explain? And I ended up going with Extend. I had a couple of friends who had really great experiences there and they were amazing.
Yes, I love Extend too. And Dr. Klein was my fertility doctor, as we talked about before. Tell me what happened when you first went into the clinic. Like, what did they, how did it go down?
Yeah, I mean, I also went in having been on birth control for like 15 years. So I just had so many questions. Like, I didn't even know if I was like infertile because there's all these myths around fertility and birth control. Right. So I had heard that as well. And so I was just wanted to get my levels tested to start. I'm like, am I like, what do I need? Am I like, I don't know anything. And so she kind of walked me through the process. She took my, what is it called again? The hormone?
Your AMH?
Yes.
Levels?
She took that. Okay. And that was really low. And then I started to kind of panic because I'd been on birth control and I was like, what if this myth is true? And so she was like, go off of it for 8 months or 8 weeks, I think, and then come back. So
okay.
I still didn't even know if I was going to do it. I just wanted to see where the levels were at.
Okay. So did the levels change after you were off it for 8 weeks?
It did. It wasn't ideal. It was still on the low side, but it was low to normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what happened next? When did you decide to pull the trigger?
I'm also a content creator. And so
yes,
I wanted to like kind of bring my followers along on this process, something that I was learning about in real time because I didn't know anything. And so I thought
it'd
be a really great opportunity to also create content and like educate people. So I reached out to Extend because I had heard such great things and I was like, I would love to partner with you. So like in my deciding to do it, I do have to like take acknowledgement of the fact that like that financial burden was not there for me.
Okay. So when you decided to work with them, they were going to cover like all the in-office stuff and then you had to cover medication yourself, right? Did you have any coverage for that?
I didn't have any coverage. I think that ended up costing me like $2,000 for the medication.
So I think it's so cool that you took your, you know, your followers on the journey because I do think that, you know, we always talk about like knowledge is power, especially when it comes to fertility stuff, because there's so many questions and it's almost like you don't know what you don't know. Why would you know anything about egg freezing unless you went down that road, right?
Right.
So I think that's awesome. I'm going to talk more about that later and like the feedback you got, but let's continue on with what happened when you decided to do it.
Yeah. And so I knew that my hormone level was still on the low side, but I think because I like didn't have to pay for it, I was like, let's just like do it. Like there's no reason not to do it. We're like, I don't know if that decision would have been the same, but it was something that I wanted to do. And it felt like a real investment in myself. I was very nervous about how I would feel emotionally, physically. Like you hear such a mixed bag and everyone says it's such a journey. And so, yeah, once my levels got down to like a low to normal spot, I was like, let's just do it. And it's such a quick decision. Like, you know, the second you get your period, it's like, let's go. And you have no time to think about it.
Right. So how did the meds affect you physically?
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know how February can feel very highlight reel when it comes to love and family? Engagements, roses, date nights, cute family photos, everyone looking like they've totally figured it out. And meanwhile, most of us are like, wait, what am I doing? Whether you're in a relationship, single, building your family, in the wait, or just focusing on yourself, the truth is nobody really has it all together. We're all still figuring it out. I know I definitely am still learning and struggling when it comes to some big life issues. You guys know I'm a big fan of therapy, and it can be such a helpful way to take the pressure off. It gives you space to sort through what you actually want, what feels heavy, and what might be getting in the way of feeling really good. Sometimes a little outside support makes a huge difference. BetterHelp makes getting started really simple. They match you with a licensed therapist based on your needs and preferences, and if it's not the right fit, you can switch anytime. They've got more than 30,000 therapists, and millions of people have used this platform with super high satisfaction ratings, so you're in good hands. If you're struggling and you need someone to talk to, you are not alone. Sign up now and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Again, that's 10% off at betterhelp.com. BetterHelp.com. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
And did you have any mental like side effects?
We talked about this a little bit at the panel. I'm kind of annoying because I literally had the time of my life. Like, I had never felt more feminine.
Yeah.
I never felt hotter. I literally felt like Aphrodite. I felt like this goddess of fertility, and maybe it was placebo. I don't know.
I love that.
This episode is brought to you by Barry. When I first started navigating my infertility and IVF journey, I honestly thought I could keep everything straight in my head. Meds, appointments, hormones, all of it. Very quickly, I realized that was not the case. There are a ton of fertility apps out there, but Barry is the only one built specifically for people who are considering or actively going through fertility treatments like IVF, IUI, egg freezing, embryo transfers, and more. Barry was created by a friend of the show, Irene Alvarado, after she went through fertility treatment herself and saw just how confusing and overwhelming the process can be. With Barry, you can track your medications, appointments, hormones, and symptoms all in one place. They also have step-by-step treatment guides and injection tutorial videos that make everything feel way more manageable and honestly a lot less stressful. The app is packed with support. Dozens of injection tutorials, over 100 articles, 200 FAQs, and if you still have questions, the Barry team is literally a tap away through an in-app chat. Barry has a free version, but you can also try their premium version free for 7 days. After that, it's $12.99 a month or $99 for the year. But here's the best part, guys. Infertile AF listeners get 30% off an annual membership with the code INFERTILEAF when you sign up at barryfertility.com or in the Barry Fertility app. Again, that's code INFERTILEAF at barryfertility.com, BerryFertility.com, or in the Barry app. Thanks, Barry.
It was such an empowering experience, and I was so also scared to do it alone and single. Like, I wasn't doing this with a partner, but it felt so empowering, like emotionally, physically. Towards the end, it got a little uncomfy, and post-retrieval was uncomfy, but the medication itself, loved it.
Okay. So you're like going out, feeling super sexy, like
running around Manhattan.
Pheromones
like
are
pregnant. Yeah, literally like sprinkling fairy dust on like every man who would pass me on the street. I'm like, you don't even know what's growing inside of me, but like, here's a kiss.
Did you tell people? I mean, like, I'm sure you told your girlfriends,
everyone.
Right? Okay. And what was the reaction?
People don't know what to say. They're like, congratulations.
Yeah. They're like, cool. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah. They're like, great.
Okay. So going into it, not knowing anything. And then, you know, we talked about not knowing like how long were they going to be good and all that stuff. Like, what were you learning as you were going through the process?
It's funny because like, I still don't know what happens when I want to get the eggs. Okay. I just never looked into it. So like, we're just going day by day. But
you're spontaneous. We know that. We got that.
Right. What did I learn throughout? I mean, I learned that they're good for a very long time, which is great and assuring and amazing.
So tell me about after you did, you know, you did the meds leading up to the retrieval. Were there any like surprises or what was the retrieval process like for you?
Yeah, I was really surprised by the post-retrieval process. It was really hard for me physically. I can be a little stubborn in my independence. So I wanted to take an Uber back from the retrieval. And one of my friends was like, I'm picking you up. But I was like, no, I'm going to take an Uber or like I'll take the subway. And I'm really glad someone did because you don't want to do that alone. And I didn't realize how physically uncomfortable I would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had thought that it was just like a small little process. So I booked a shoot the next day and I was on a video shoot with a brand in store and I had to go into like the dressing room and like, I thought I was going to faint because I was so like physically uncomfortable. Everyone's experience is so different, such a mixed bag. So you really never know what you're going to get. So I guess it's just like, be prepared, like have the downtime ready during medication, post-retrieval, even if it's just emotional downtime, because it seems that everyone reacts differently, which is wild.
Right. Were you happy with the results of the retrieval?
I think I got like 36 eggs.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
Which is insane given the fact that my hormone level was low.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was
so you responded. Yeah. Again, like everybody's so different. You know, you obviously responded really well to the protocol that they put you on, which is great. But like talking about uncomfortable, like that must have felt towards the end, you know, when you have like a lot of eggs like that, you feel bloated. Like what else did you feel?
I felt so bloated. I felt really crampy.
Mm-hmm.
Just like walking was hard. Like everything was like hard. Yeah. It almost felt like a really, really bad period.
Was there anything else that you did like acupuncture or certain foods that you ate or avoided like while you were going through it, anything like that?
I didn't drink, which I think is like pretty common. They say you should drink. And it was like peak spring. We were all having, you know, going to wine bars in spring. And I was like, sacrifice for these kids starting already.
Exactly.
But yeah. I mean, eating really healthy, drinking a lot of water, sleeping, resting.
Yeah. Did they end up freezing all of those? Because I know sometimes they don't mature. Do you know how many they froze?
I think there were 28 that were viable out of the 36.
So what does it feel like to have done that? And, you know, does it feel like almost like an insurance policy? Or does it give you like a sense of kind of relief that those are in the bank? And, you know, depending on what happens, you may use them, you may not. Like, what's your mental process around it?
Yeah, it really felt like an insurance policy in my love life specifically. Like, it's not so much about the timing of family planning. It's more so like, I'm single and I've had a lot of boyfriends in the years, but I've never had someone where I'm like, okay, you feel like my person. So it was more so for that. Like, I don't want to settle in that department and I don't have to because I feel 25. And so if I have like enough eggs in the bank and I feel 25 in my head, I'm 25. So that's all.
Totally. So wait, how old are you now? If you don't mind 32. Me asking. 32. Okay. Tell me about the feedback you got from your friends, your followers, family, like all that.
Yeah. It's so funny. The family part is kind of interesting. Like I remember my dad being like, why, what, like kids, everything's so scientific. And it was just, you know, it's kind of an
interesting reaction. Totally. Different generation.
Totally. Like we're putting babies in, you know, fridges.
Right.
But my followers really loved it. I also never really share personal stuff like that. So I think it was a nice change. And people who, I also made a YouTube video that's a lot more in depth. So if you want to see like the shortened version, it's on my Instagram. But then I had like a 30-minute YouTube where like you see me alone in my apartment trying to figure out which medication to take for the first time and like kind of bringing them more on that, the minute details of the process. Mm-hmm. And people really responded. And, you know, I know Extend said that they had like really great feedback, which I mean, is the goal, you know, for people to come and do consultations and feel like, okay, I kind of feel comfortable and ready to do this. And people message me and ask questions and I'll always answer.
Is there anything else that you want to share about that? And have you thought about doing it again? Or is it kind of like one and done? You feel good about it? Like, where is your mind?
I feel good about it. I think if I didn't get as many eggs as I did, I would definitely do it again, because in my head, it was such a big, like, it's 2 weeks. That feels huge. But after you go through it, like, you really, I don't really think about that time lost. It's not that big of a deal.
What about advice you would give to someone who is listening, who might be toying with the idea of freezing their eggs, but they're not sure?
I think, you know, like, it's something that I sat on the idea for a couple of years before actually, like, going in and getting information. So I think, like, as an intuitive girly, like, if you have an idea of something that you want to explore, like, just go. Like, the consultation is no risk, you know, and it's free most of the time. So just go explore and, like, let that kind of sit in the back of your brain. And I think you'll know, like, when it's time.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And thanks again to Lily Montasser for sharing her very personal story. I know it's going to empower and enlighten and educate a lot of people. So thanks, Lily. Don't forget to check out the Work of Art book series over at infertileafgroup.com. And also, if you guys ever need to reach out to me or need anything, my DMs are open at infertileafstories. And you can also check out Fertility Rally or DM us over there at Fertility Rally. Thanks so much. Talk to you guys next time.